PT Associates of Emporia now offers blood flow restricted rehabilitation, a progressive evidence-based treatment that utilizes an FDA-approved tourniquet to reduce blood flow to an extremity during exercise. Blood flow restricted rehabilitation allows significant strength gains with minimal stress to the involved joint. This is ideal for anyone that is unable to tolerate high-intensity workouts, including pre- and post-surgery. PT Associates of Emporia at 12th and Industrial, 620-208-7878.
All the latest sports news and views, actions and reactions, your questions and comments. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk on KVOE, 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, live and local.
Live from the historic Roger Hartsook Interview Room on the former campus of the College of Emporia, this is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com, live and local on 1400 AM, 96.9 FM, KVOE. A good Saturday morning to you as the weather turns much warmer this weekend. Blake Cripps, Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood, our studio coordinator, and he'll be joining us on the show in just a moment. Tim, your thoughts on the week that was in sports where the Royals had a fantastic week. Now, they didn't continue it with a weekend win yesterday against the Mets, but boy, the Royals a fantastic last 7 days with a perfect homestand.
It has been fantastic, you know, just to get off to a good start. I mean, despite the loss last night, the fact they'd won seven in a row. Now, their schedule's been kind of interesting in that 10 of the 14 games have been at the K.
Yes.
So they've taken advantage of their home stadium. But, man, what a great start. And it's so good to be here at 9-5 instead of sitting here maybe 2-12, 3-11.
Sure.
Which we've become accustomed to the last few years. So, yeah, I think they've been the story of the week here locally as far as the regional is concerned. And then, of course, you had the national championship game Monday. And
yeah.
I think everything went as most people had expected.
Yeah, UConn, it turns out they were dominant, as many thought that they would be.
You know, in terms of the modern day, you look at their last – two runs in the NCAA tournament, and I don't know if you're going to find better performances than what we've seen from UConn. They have completely dominated the NCAA tourney over the last two seasons.
The last 12 games, they've won 12 games straight in March Madness, and all of them have been no closer than a dozen points.
Incredible run.
Which, that doesn't happen in March Madness.
Doesn't
happen. The best of the best.
But, yeah, well, Dan Hurley, of course, then he spurns Kentucky to stay at UConn.
Sure.
That's another big story, of course, the Kentucky coaching search.
Yeah.
I'm sure
finally came to an end.
Yeah, I'm sure that the Big Blue Nation did not anticipate getting Mark Pope ultimately.
No. He's
a good coach. I'm not knocking him, but I think they had grander things expected.
Well, and he is as Big Blue Nation as they come.
Sure.
So,
yeah, played,
you know,
there.
You know, 1996 national championship with Rick Pitino. Yeah. Let's bring in Dylan Sherwood. Dylan, how has your week been?
Busy.
Yeah, same. It's not super, you know, it's not, you don't calm down just because basketball season is over. And Emporia High, several things going on this weekend for the Spartans and Lady Spartans.
Yeah, let's see. There was golf earlier this week. Softball didn't play this week. Baseball played last night. Track and field was at a very competitive meet in Lawrence. And Coach Trujillo's doubles team of Sheldon Stewart and Nolan Jacob, they were in action on Tuesday. Girls soccer was in action. Swim was in action on Thursday. Yeah, another busy week coming up next week as well.
Yeah, it seems like they all are at this time of the year. And one thing that also keeps you busy, of course, is to name and compile and collate our Emporia Main Street Athletes of the Week. And we've got two more for you this week, brought to you by Emporia Main Street. So who is our Emporia High Athlete of the Week?
Going to the boys' golf team, and Nolan Jacob, who won the Manhattan Invitational on Monday, 84 golfers and gets first place.
Wow.
With a 74. So Nolan Jacob is our Emporia High, Emporia Main Street Athlete of the Week. There were a couple of other nominees, but when you get first place out of over 80 golfers, that's big.
Well, and I talked to, you know, Aaron, who had, you know, his sons on the team, and they were out there, and apparently they that they said that basically putting across these greens was mainly like it was like putting on your parking lot. I mean, it was that hard of green. So I mean, that's for you know for a high school meet. And I don't know. I know that higher on the stimp meter is bad. You'd like it lower. I know enough about golf to know that, but I don't know whether you know what a 6 versus a 12 or a 12 versus. I have no idea. I like to watch golf on television when I have time, but I don't actually play, so I don't know. You know what the numbers all mean, but you know they were a little bit aghast at the golf. Course was playing like that, so for him to be able to go out and I think he shot just 4 over par,
yeah,
was very very impressive. He beat a kid from Topeka West by 2, and then I believe that there was another. I think they had 2, wasn't there a Satter in the top 15?
Yeah, Hudson was tied for 12th with an 82, and I'm looking at the team standings from Monday. The team that won it, Wamego, was at 321, Manhattan at 322, and Washburn Rule at 328. So that's a pretty good performance, you know, only with their second tournament of the year.
Sure, absolutely.
And last year at State, on their first day, they shot a 298, I believe. So, and a lot of these guys were on that team, and no, Marley with just being a freshman, didn't get that state experience last year with him being in 8th grade. But these guys know that they are capable of producing below a total of under 300.
Yeah, it's a veteran squad, and they've got some expectations for this season. There's no doubt about that. How about an area athlete of the week?
We're going to Chase County for this one. This is Madeline Wilson. And she is only a sophomore, won all 3 throwing events, javelin, discus, and shot put in the Tim Griffin Relays held Thursday. So Madeline Wilson of the Chase County Girls Track and Field Team is our Emporia Main Street Area Athlete of the Week.
So congratulations for our 2 winners. They'll get a nice plaque that Dylan will hand deliver here in the coming weeks. And if you'd like to get your athletes nominated, you can get us contacted at the station. Call us during normal business hours, 620-342-1400. That's 342-1400. And get us your nominees that way. Or you can get a hold of Dylan directly by emailing him, SherwoodD@KVOE.com. That's SherwoodD@KVOE.com. And Dylan would be happy to take your entries. Coming up on the show today, we're going to be talking soccer with Coach Ibarra. Victor Ibarra is the head coach, of course, at Emporia High for boys soccer, but he's also coaching the Emporia Black Lions Football Club. So we'll talk to him about some semi-pro soccer. We'll also get in touch with John Blackburn. He is the director of tennis at Emporia State. But coming up next after the timeout, Saul Trujillo is the head boys tennis coach for Emporia High. He has been chomping at the bit to get here. He actually beat me into the studio today. He was so excited to be on the show. And so we'll take a timeout. We'll get to Coach Trujillo here in just a moment. On Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbineAuto.com on KVOE. Live and local.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy truck season is going strong, and that means some great truck offers for you. Choose from our inventory of 2024 Silverado 1500 custom crew cab 4x4 models for as little as $45,745. Or current Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy, save up to $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country model. And if you're looking for something to move your growing family, come see the new Chevy Trailblazer and Blazer models and pick the right one for you. Longmont Auto Plaza has pre-owned cars and trucks too. Check out our selection today. Chevy truck season is a great time to get into your next Chevy. So for your next car, truck, or SUV, come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza, your hometown Chevy dealer in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come in today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
I'm Ryan Radke with This Week in the NCAA on Westwood One. The Division I basketball champions have been crowned. On the women's side, South Carolina defeated Iowa 87-75 to earn their second title in the last 3 years. The victory also sealed an undefeated season for the Gamecocks, which they finished at 38-0. This is the third national championship in program history for South Carolina. They've all come under head coach Dawn Staley. The Gamecocks have only lost one game since March of 2022. That was to Iowa in last year's Final Four. As for the Hawkeyes, it's the second straight season they've lost in the title game. It also marks the end of Caitlin Clark's collegiate career. The NCAA's all-time leading scorer and college basketball legend changed the game for women's hoops.
There's going to be tears. It is sad that this is all over, and this is the last time I'm going to put on an Iowa jersey. So I think just reflecting back and soaking in everything that I was able to do, because anybody other than me and Coach Bluter never thought this was possible.
Back-to-back bark next on This Week in the NCAA.
Some people think Taco Bell is only for late night. But if that was the case, it wouldn't be open all day. That'd be horrible management. It's also for daytime, which is why Taco Bell's introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu. With new Cantina Chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, with seasoned slow roasted chicken, and even a new avocado verde salsa packet. You should try it today. Emphasizing that word so you don't forget that it's not just for late night.
Introducing the new Cantina Chicken menu, Taco Bell. At participating U.S. Taco Bell locations while supplies last. Contact store for participation with fares.
UConn repeats as national champions.
Kevin Kugler on Westwood One as the UConn Huskies defeated Purdue 75-60 to win their sixth title in program history. Head coach Dan Hurley's team is the first to repeat as champion since Florida in 2006 and 2007. That's This Week in the NCAA. I'm Ryan Radke on Westwood One.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to SMST, driven by LongbineAuto.com. Blake Cripps, Tim Miller, Dylan Sherwood. Being joined now by Saul Trujillo. He is the boys tennis coach for Emporia High School. They are underway with their season. Wanted to get an update on Spartan boys tennis, coach. Thanks so much for the time.
No problem. It's nice to be here.
Well, coach, you had mentioned, you know, that you're a bit of a morning person. You were up here, and I came in to the studio, and you were already sitting in here. You were ready to go this morning.
Yeah, I'm a morning person for sure. I wake up early, get my workouts in, and you know what? I'm full of energy in the morning, but nighttime comes and I'm a goner.
It's over. Yeah,
yeah,
it's
we
over.
All get up early and get our workouts in too.
Sure
he's,
we do.
He's also a girl dad, so
okay.
Yeah, so
that's you're told what time you have to be awake.
Yeah, exactly.
You have to have energy in the morning.
I take care of the morning duty. So,
well, how do you feel like the early season has been going for you and the guys?
We're doing all right now. I know we have a lot of guys just all over the place, grade level wise, and a lot of new people coming on the team. So, we've been just trying to get the most out of them right now.
Well, and as far as numbers, coach, talk about that. I know obviously is a big difference between boys and the girls at this point in time.
Yeah. So girls, we usually have a solid 20 plus come out. And then for guy season, we've been struggling since COVID has hit. We've been in the teens. 1 year, I think it was 2021, we were like at six guys, and it went to nine. And then it's been going up, which is nice because we want them to be out there, and we want them to grow over the next 4 years, right, when they come in as freshmen.
I guess, can you talk about the addition of Sheldon Stewart? Because when I was when he was playing in the Flint Hills Optimist Club All-Star Game and doing his in-game interview with me, I asked him, are you still doing track? He said, no, I'm playing tennis. I'm like, tennis? He goes, yeah, Coach Trujillo is my guy. So, but what is Sheldon, not having played the sport previously, brought to your team and another senior that right. Your young pups can look at
yes.
up to.
So it's funny. Jacob Simons is him and Sheldon are pretty good friends, yeah. And Jacob's been on the team for 4 years. It feels like he kind of recruited him because Sheldon was
sure.
kind of on the edge if he wanted to do tennis or not. And you know what? He's a senior, so he has that maturity. There's a big difference between seniors and freshmen, and it's crazy. He has that maturity, and he's really easy to coach. And he's a really good kid, so it helps that that he brings that too. But it's crazy. He's playing varsity this year, which I don't put people on varsity just because they're seniors. You have to earn the spot.
Sure.
But he's athletic, which helps a lot. And, I mean, him and Jacob started off playing singles. And then I was like, they might be better at the net. Jacob's played doubles most of his career. But I was kind of nervous to put Sheldon and Jake together. But they are 5-3 right now as doubles partners, so it's been working out right now.
We're talking with Saul Trujillo. He is the head boys tennis coach for Emporia High. And just in terms of the overall results for the team, how do you feel like the season has been going here through the first few weeks or so?
I think there's a lot of new guys, so we're still trying to figure out JV-wise where we want our players to be. They're learning different things, so some people are excelling at singles, some people are excelling at doubles. Right now, for our varsity team, we have our doubles team, and then there's four open spots just because we have a lot of new people on our team. But I think the Jake and Sheldon are pretty set there, and then for our JV team, I mean, we're doing a lot of mixing around right now. So honestly, for JV, we can kind of get away with it just because it's not as higher up as varsity is, but that's kind of where we're at right now.
Coach, for listeners who may not know a lot about you, give us a little bit about your background in terms of the sport of tennis.
Oh, my goodness. So
I can give you a little, but I'll let him.
Yeah, so, I mean, I grew up playing soccer most of my life since I was four. I kind of wish my dad would have let me play tennis at a younger age because I started as a freshman in high school. I can tell you right now, I tell my high school kids this, I was one of the worst people my freshman year. Had never touched a racket, had no clue how to hold it, the right grips, how to hit any shot. But I felt like I was pretty athletic. I loved playing sports growing up. Matt Irby was my coach at the time, the head coach. Melinda Flores was the JV coach at the time. And, I mean, I loved it. And I feel like when I love something, I grind. I want to get the most out of it. I played high school all 4 years. I played JV my freshman year. I played varsity my next 3 years. And then I went to state my junior year as doubles and senior year singles. I didn't play in college. I kind of wish I did. I kind of focused more on school. I was never the best at school, so I was kind of scared that I would not make it through college if I did both.
Sure.
And I also had the pressure of, like, I need to graduate because not many people in my family have graduated before. So I didn't do tennis in college, but I've been playing for about 16 years now, so That's kind of where my tennis is and where my tennis background is.
Well, I learned something new about a high school classmate of mine.
There you go.
But, yeah, I've known Coach and I were in the same class. So,
sure.
So we go a long way back. But I mean, I knew what you did in high school a little bit, you know, especially with you playing tennis. But what does it mean for you to – be in charge of a program that you played for, you know, and that's, you know, nearly 15 years ago, too.
Right. Well, my first year coaching, I came in as the assistant, and then Matt Irby was still the head coach. So he was kind of mentoring me, showing me the way. There's a lot of things that goes behind the scene. I mean, running tournaments, sending emails to coaches, organizing your lineup. Even just coming up with tennis drills and being creative and focusing on what your players need. I will say that Matt Irby, I mean, he set the bar high. He was a fantastic coach when I was in high school. He really cares about the program. He did a lot of things for the program. So coming in my second year when he was like, hey, you're going to be – do you want to be the head coach for the girls program? I was really nervous. But I accepted it, and he was still the head coach for the guys at the time, and then he eventually let that go over. But he's still in touch with me. He still helps me out when there's sticky situations that I don't know. But, I mean, there is a lot of pressure because Matt Irby set the bar high. I kind of want to follow in his footsteps. I care a lot about Emporia. I care a lot about the players who come on. I mean, I tell my players, you know, once tennis season starts, I am 100% focused on getting you guys where you need to be. And my life is tennis. I now have a baby girl in the mix, so it kind of
sure.
You know, now I have different priorities, but still tennis, my family, I am really devoted to it. So I really do care about our tennis program in high school.
And also, I know you're pretty good at pickleball, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love it a lot. Pickleball's pretty fun.
Pickleball is fantastic.
I love it.
I got to get more. I need to be in this building less so that I can go out and be playing more pickleball. Right. That's one of my main goals the next year or so here. Saul Trujillo is my guest. He is the boys tennis coach at Emporia High School. And, Coach, you've mentioned how important this program is to you. And, you know, just as you, Tim, and I were talking before you came on, you said, you know, for the long-term success that you'd like this program to have, probably need more guys out for mm-hmm. your team for at sure. Emporia High. What are some of the ideas and some of the plans that you have in place in terms of summer, in terms of not during the high school season, because obviously you can't really recruit during that time, but what are some of the ideas that you have in terms of things that can get kids, and specifically boys, because it seems like the girls have the numbers that you want, but to get more boys involved and maybe giving tennis a look and a shot here in the spring season?
Right, so, I mean, last year, Blackburn, the coach from ESU, he offered some things. He offered a clinic at their courts. I kind of forwarded that message to my players. I'm also doing the rec center program in the summer. I believe it's ages like 5 to 12 or 5 to 13. And we're just trying to promote at a young age so they can keep playing when they're younger. And then I also offer summer hitting for middle schoolers and high schoolers. I usually just do middle schoolers and high schoolers just because if they're new to the sport or they have been barely playing the sport, they're kind of at the similar levels and it's kind of easier to run. We're just trying to get as many people out as possible. Like I said earlier, I wish I would have started at a younger age.
Sure.
It's a really fun sport. It's a hard sport, so I always tell people who are new to it, just, you know what, it's going to take a little bit. It's going to take a little while just to get a hang of things. But, I mean, don't give up. Keep going. It's a really fun sport.
Coach, what's your upcoming schedule look like? Any chance for people to catch you at home?
Yeah, we have so it's starting to slow down a little bit. It feels like the first couple of weeks are crazy. Our first week of competition, which is usually the first week of April, we have five tournaments. We host four at home, so it's a crazy week. This coming week, it's slowed down. We have a home tournament this Friday, and then after that, it's just usually one or two tournaments that pops up every once in a while. But it's kind of slowing down a bit here in the next couple of weeks. Regionals will come up and league will come up, so. That's kind of where we're at right now.
So coming up on Friday, your next chance to see the Spartan tennis team. Final question for you, Coach. Your thoughts on what your expectations are for this team the rest of the year?
Well, you know, ultimately the end goal for our varsity players is to try to make it to state. And then, I mean, we just want to get in and then see where we go from there. And then the rest of our players who are in our JV tournament or our JV dual players, I mean, we just want them to grow as much as possible on and off the court. So that's kind of where we're at right now.
So Trujillo, the Emporia High boys tennis coach, next action is going to be here in Emporia on Friday. First serve, what time? Do you know?
3 o'clock.
3 o'clock? 3 o'clock for the Emporia High boys tennis team right here in Emporia coming up on Friday. So Saul Trujillo, the boys tennis coach for Emporia High, joining us on Saturday Morning Sports Talk. Thank you, Coach. Appreciate it.
Yep. Thanks for having me. I loved being on here. It was fun.
Absolutely. Yeah, we'll for sure have you back. And Victor Ibarra, one of his coaching mates there at Emporia High, is on with us next. But we're not talking Emporia High Spartan Athletics with him. He's the head coach of the Emporia Black Lions, a new semi-professional men's football team that will be coming in, playing some soccer here in Emporia, and we'll join him next here on the show. This is Saturday Morning Sports Talk, driven by LongbuttAuto.com on KVOE, live and local.
Are you looking to start or expand a business in the area? Do you want to invest in property development? Do you want to help build or grow events that draw people to our area? Are you someone that wants to volunteer to make the region better? If you answered yes to any of these questions, Emporia Main Street is the organization for you. Visit Emporia Main Street at 727 Commercial Street or visit us online at emporiamainstreet.com. Your path to a better community starts at Emporia Main Street.
At Longmont Auto Plaza in Emporia, Chevy truck season is going strong, and that means some great truck offers for you. Choose from our inventory of 2024 Silverado 1500 custom crew cab 4x4 models for as little as $45,745. Or current Chevy owners, trade in your current Chevy, save up to $7,000 off MSRP on a new 2024 Silverado 1500 High Country model. And if you're looking for something to move your growing family, come see the new Chevy Trailblazer and Blazer models and pick the right one for you. Longmont Auto Plaza has pre-owned cars and trucks too. Check out our selection today. Chevy truck season is a great time to get into your next Chevy. So for your next car, truck, or SUV, come see us at Longmont Auto Plaza, your hometown Chevy dealer in Emporia, or visit us online 24/7 at longmontauto.com. Come in today. Chevy, together, let's drive.
Live and local sports news and views. Saturday morning sports talk on 96.9 FM and 1400 AM KVOE.
Welcome back to Saturday morning sports talk driven by LongbineAuto.com. We're talking a little soccer now. Emporia Black Lions Football Club is a new semi-professional men's soccer team that will be starting play coming up this season, this spring. Victor Ibarra is the head coach. If that name sounds familiar, it should. He is the boys soccer coach at Emporia High, and he joins us on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line. Coach, good to talk with you again.
Hey, how you doing? Thank you for having me.
We're doing well. It's good that we're having you on the phone. We just got some intel that if we had told you to show up like about 8:40, that you'd be about 15 minutes late if you were going to get here. That information came from Saul Trujillo, who I'm told you may know somewhat.
Yeah, that's actually my cousin. We grew up together, and he knows if it's soccer-related, I'm always going to be 15 minutes early, so he forgot to give you the good stuff.
Okay. fair enough. Well, let's get into Emporia FC, or the Emporia Black Lions, which, by the way, you can find them online. They're going to be playing in the UPSL. Their website is EmporiaFC.com. I guess, first of all, just for the people who may have missed this, how did this team come about?
Basically, about 7 years ago, we were actually going to start. We were going to enter another league called MPSL. It kind of rivals the UPSL, and it's a fourth tier division. If you were put a hierarchy in the professional pyramid of soccer here in the United States. Long story short, 7 years later, after COVID and everything else, I felt really comfortable to start something here in Emporia, given that I've been the coach a decade at Emporia High, and I've lived most of my life here in Emporia. I figured it was a good time. I wanted to make sure that there was good foundation in terms of like social media, website, YouTube channel, given exactly how the schedule would lay out with the high school. I wanted to make sure it would kind of like piggyback off each other. So it's been a long...
Well, I think did we just lose?
We still got you?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, no, okay. Go ahead. He just dropped out for a second.
Yeah, so it's been a really long time coming, just because of my beginnings from being from Emporia High into college into professional scene, and just being able to take all that in and making sure that it's something that was long lasting. And obviously success is very subjective, but to us it's just making sure there's longevity and it's going to be able to help future generations to come.
Victor, obviously a lot of work put into this. I'm curious your thoughts. Has it come together like you thought it would?
100%. You know, the support has been overwhelming. I always knew that we had a really good foundation in terms of culture for soccer in Emporia. we've had guys go out and just play at a very, very high level from Emporia High on. For whatever reason, the guys really think it's cringy to, you know, have a signing or to showcase, you know, where they've been or how they've done. But for example, we have over 25 kids that are from Emporia. On the first team, we probably have about half, given where all the guys are from. But one of our best players is from Emporia. His name is Mario Sandoval, Mario Magana Sandoval, and he played Division One. He's been at three finals at the college level. He got second place, so I'm hoping to turn that around with Emporia FC. And has had a crack at the professional, and he's really looking forward to it. He just happened to come back home after his college career was done. So in terms of the support and the sponsorships like Michelin, Hostess, Dr. Flanagan, and we have others that we are affiliating with, I've been very, very grateful, and I appreciate all the support in terms of just, you know, coming out to the games. We have every single one of the games, even though we haven't promoted them in a way to, like, come out and watch us. It's been amazing to see, you know, a couple hundred people just being there supporting the team. So I'm very, very happy with how everything's turned out. And I'm just kind of looking forward to getting the season started and seeing how our youth academy takes off, just because to provide another option, just to make sure we are bringing resources in, not sending our kids out to Wichita, up to Kansas City, because everybody looks at it like, oh, my goodness, you know, we're an hour and 30 minutes away from all these cities. It's like, why can't we say we're right in the middle and we can bring resources in? And that's kind of like the point of it, to showcase what Emporia has.
Vic, what does it mean to have a lot of homegrown talent on this team? As you mentioned, a lot of Emporia natives on here. I mean, you got a couple that have recently played for you. So what does it mean to have the homegrown talent on this this team?
You know, one thing that I've been, I guess I've grown to become a better coach is just to have a perspective of, like, when it's time to, like, make sure that I'm not carrying the weight for some of these kids. So, like, they have to be able to have the same type of passion and drive to play at this level. You're no longer teaching. You're just enhancing. You're trying to help them to get to that next level. And so to see somebody like Alex Mosman, who's still a senior in high school, to just be able to have the experience to be around guys from Brazil, from France, from England, and play with guys like Mario, who's Division One, like Elijah Williams, who's played professionally in Costa Rica, like, and just see him just absolutely flourish in that environment, because he knows that he has to step it up. And we've always known that he's a top player, but to see him in that environment and realize, oh no, there's a gap and I have to close that gap. It's huge. It's huge just to see the kids and kind of see that smile and be like, oh man, like I'm actually pretty good. And so we have a couple guys that are still in high school, Dario Guevara, Edwin, he's coming back from injury and slowly picking back up. He played a couple minutes against Allen County Community College. So to see that Emporia natives, because, I mean, yes, I know them, but to me, it's like, if I know them, they have to be better. And they're not going to have any, you know, free lunches or anything like that. They're going to have to do their due diligence. Their minimum requirements are to, just like any professional player, you know, close gaps, make sure they know their defensive duties, their defensive IQ as a team is collectively has to be good. So just to be able to see the Emporia Natives be able to pick it up and be alongside these professional players who've been playing at the academy level in Brazil and France, it's really exciting. Just because they realize, it's like, oh my, like, you know, I'm not really that far off, but the part of growing up in those academies, which some of them, like, you know, started at age five, to be able to have that experience, you know, if we don't put this together, they might never have that experience. So I'm really looking forward to seeing so guys like Alex and guys even in high school, like Kevin Magana, who's a sophomore, who's going to be a junior next year. I'm excited to see exactly how much better they get.
We're talking with Victor Ibarra. He is the head soccer coach for the Emporia Black Lions. You can find them on Facebook, facebook.com/EmporiaFC Black Lions, or if you search on Facebook for Emporia FC, probably going to find them pretty easily. You have had a preseason schedule as part of your activities with the team. What have you liked out of the team in the preseason, and what's maybe a concern that you have from the preseason?
So we had a tryout early January, early February. We had a tryout, and we've been talking to colleges near Emporia so that way we could have them come here. Having a college like Barton County Community College was huge because they're nationally ranked. They win national titles. I don't think people there's a stigma that they're a junior college. Well, that Barton County literally graduates, 10, 11 sophomores, and they all go D1. To say it's it's just a JUCO, I believe they're the best college in the state of Kansas and probably top 20, top 30 in the country easily. And that's only because, they don't play against the D1s, D2s all the time, except in preseason. They have a maximum of 6 games they can play during their spring season. So to have them come to us and bring their first team and it's a big deal. So to have Allen, to have Barton come over and have a full out game, and be able to stay with them when, in college you basically practice every day and you're with the coach and there's chemistry that can be attributed over a period of time. With us, the biggest challenge is time. We have a time constraint. We have guys that come from 3.5 hours, 4 hours, 6 hours round trip, and we basically meet once a week, and it's tough. So we have to really put it together very, very quickly. So the fact that, the score was 1-0 and against Barton, we were able to challenge, even potentially tie them. And then against Allen, we were able, it was not so much the score or the win or loss. It's just objectively what we were trying to do. And I thought we accomplished those objectives at every turn. So, like I tell the guys, the wins are going to come. But, the effort, the attitude, the structure, the discipline has to be there. And over time, if we have the right culture, the wins will come with that. So, we're much more interested right now in making sure that everybody understands their role. Everybody understands what Emporia FC is about. Is I asked them the other day at practice. Is hey, what does it mean to be an Emporia FC Black Lion? What does it mean?
Hey Vic, with one. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's the old said is if it's not soccer oriented, Vic is going to be late. But he knows that, hey, if it's soccer, he's business. He's going to make sure, I'm the first one there, the last one out. Make sure that analysis is done. Make sure that everything's broken down in a way that, it just means everything. So I want to make sure that after the preseason, everybody understands what we're about. Obviously, being a first-year team against, a Sporting Kansas City Academy or a Sporting Wichita who were in the finals last year, Dodge City Toros who were in the finals the year before that, we're in a really tough conference, and that's not an excuse. What I'm saying is I'm excited, and I'm excited for this year, and I'm excited for years to come because the idea is the longevity, not really the results. If we're able to have, a really good first season in terms of wins and losses, that's obviously why you play, but I'm more interested in making sure that we are role models and mentors for the Emporia community and the youth. And especially our high school who are going to benefit directly from it. But unfortunately, high schoolers won't be able, Emporia high schoolers won't be able to join us till May 28th when the actual summer season starts. Anything prior to that, they can't have any involvement with it because I'm the coach.
Vic, I was going to ask you real quick, style of play, is it kind of similar to what you coach your guys at the high school level?
Oh, no, not at all. not at all. The biggest gripe that I have is that it's not a gripe. And that's the whole private school to public school. In public school, you just deal with what you get. You can obviously try to develop the players when you get them as freshmen. I always say regardless of who I have, I always try to take three freshmen and put them into the varsity squad, just because you have to develop those players. Some years I get players like Wilbur, Landaverde, you know, Mario, that are extremely good. Last year we had Braden and we had Braxton and Thiago. Doesn't mean that they were ready. It just means that, like, we had to develop them to make sure that they were ready to go. And now they know the understanding, because if they would have been on a JV team, obviously the environment for them to flourish is still there, but the necessity is no longer, because the guys around them are better. So really what it comes down to is that just making sure that the environment is there.
You can find the Emporia Football Club on social media just about everywhere at Emporia FC. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, Emporia FC. And the home opener, the season opener, is against Inter Wichita. That's coming up on April 20th, 7 p.m. That'll be a home date in the Lions Den. They're using the Emporia High Soccer Stadium in order to play these games. So that's the Lions Den to come out if you want to see Emporia FC play. The Black Lions taking on Inter Wichita. Final question for you, Coach. What are your expectations for year one? We may have lost.
That's a loaded question. No, that's a
he had to
question.
Take his time. The question stunned. It was such a good question. He had to take a minute to absorb it all in. I appreciate that, Coach.
Well, you know, I love Emporia. And I want the community to understand that it's going to take everyone, including the players, the fans, the sponsorships, to make this successful. We have to make sure that we have a good environment in terms of being supportive, because people from outside of Emporia recognize it, so they're coming to Emporia to join Emporia FC. So year one to me would be making sure we're around fundraisers, making sure we're supporting and volunteering around the community, seeing guys from Sao Paulo, Brazil, you know, Paris, France, really own Emporia and, you know, fight for the jersey, fight for the emblem. It sounds a little corny, but truly, truly feel the jersey and be proud to be an Emporia citizen, really. So success to me this year would be that every year, every game, we go out there and challenge, and then we're around the community and everybody recognizes the jersey, everybody recognizes the crest. Now, if wins come out of that, like I mentioned before, that's great. But I think those will come with the right environment and the right structure. And so far, we're on the right path. We got the home opener with live stream. We're going to be live streaming as well. Our academy will be starting in June. I believe our tryouts are June 7th, 8th, and 9th. That information is going to be on the website. So to answer your question, it's just really to make sure the environment is supportive for everyone that's involved, and making sure people that are coming from out of town get to find out what Emporia is about.
EmporiaFC.com is the website. Once again, the season opener is the KC Surf game, has gotten moved to later in the year. So the home opener is the season opener coming up on April 20th. That's a week from today, 7 p.m. as Emporia FC faces Inter Wichita. Coach, good luck. Have a great season. Thanks so much for the time.
All right, thank you for having me. Have a good day.
Coach Ibarra of Emporia FC here on Saturday Morning Sports Talk as we're getting set. Just a couple other items to wrap things up today. Want to remind you of our upcoming schedule. We'll have the Royals and the Mets on KVOE. Emporia State Baseball today as well. Royals and Mets start at noon. Emporia State Baseball and Central Missouri with 145 pregame today on Mix 104.9. A busy day out there. Game two of that series. And also, it'll be the second half of the weekend for the Emporia State softball football team that picked up a sweep yesterday. Those have been tough to get in MIAA play. So they've got a winning record. They're looking for a winning weekend in MIAA softball, which would be huge in terms of getting them to the MIAA tournament. And in case you were wondering, you know, do I want to go out there to that today? The weather's going to be nice. And the Kessler family is doing a tailgate today starting at 10 o'clock. Just for anybody who's going to a baseball or a softball game, they don't care. They just want you out there. So if you are thinking, you know what, I don't have anything to do this afternoon, just go out and tailgate. The Kessler family's hosting it. Again, it starts at 10 o'clock today for the Emporia State baseball and softball games today. So that's pretty awesome.
That is nice. Very nice. Hopefully the baseball team will have a little bit better result than what we had.
It's going to be tough. There, you know, hey, we need better pitching, better hitting, need a better broadcast. We need everything. Just shove it all in the trash can, and we'll start over today like it never even happened. Well, I mean, because of my professional responsibilities, I will tell you everything that did happen yesterday. But yeah, he said, you know, Coach Hills was very adamant. Throw it in the trash. Don't worry about it. You know, flush and move on. And we'll see if they are able to do that today. So that's our show. We do have one extra thing for you today in our Mitch segment today. We caught up with John Blackburn, Emporia State tennis director, and also the men's tennis coach. I talked with him earlier this week. They are actually in action down in Wichita. They were supposed to play at 2 o'clock today. Now, this match has been getting moved around because this was going to be an outdoor match between the Jets and the Hornets. Now, today, it's supposed to be windy, and it's going to be windy, and the wind is blowing out to left field at the baseball diamond, by the way. So we'll see how that impacts things out there today. But their matches have been getting moved around because of the weather, so the times that I give you in this interview are probably not going to be 100% accurate because they've been trying to find, okay, where are we going to play this? Just because Wichita State had some outdoor matches. They've got a higher priority than Newman in terms of tennis when they want to use a facility. As you can imagine, that's just the way it is. And so how they're going to try to coordinate this has been interesting. But ahead of the matchup with the Jets, I did talk with John Blackburn, the head coach for the Emporia State men's tennis team. Well, Coach Blackburn, thanks for the time. Appreciate you coming on with us, and congratulations on the win over McPherson as the Hornets go to 9-6 on the year, 1-2 in the MIAA GAC after a non-conference win over a very good NAIA program at McPherson, 6-1. What impressed you the most about the way your guys played earlier this week?
Well, the doubles was definitely improving. We've been a stronger singles team than a doubles team all year. The guys have been working hard at it, and it was great to break through and win the doubles point, win 2 to 3 matches in doubles. So that was a big step for us.
In your last couple of MIAA GAC matches, 4-3 losses at Nebraska Kearney and Northwest Missouri. You had an earlier win against Augustana, but they've been very, very close matches for you. What has the doubles point been the difference in these matches?
Well, we definitely like to win a doubles point, but I think that we've had some big wins where we have not won the doubles point and come back and won 4 or 5 of the singles matches. So you can't really point to one thing. We're definitely going in the right direction. We're about winning, not about getting close. But if you look at, you know, the scores from last year against these teams to the scores from this year against these teams, we see progress. I think to answer your question, coming about it from a long way around, it's just being a little bit more confident, a little bit more aggressive in the big moments that is improving but has to keep improving.
John Blackburn is my guest, and it's interesting to hear you say that. He is the first-year director of tennis and the men's tennis coach for Emporia State, because this is something that Bill Self talks about a lot of time in basketball. He said, you know, all the points are worth the same, but there are some points in tennis, and you hear this all the time and see this all the time in the majors, there are some tennis points that are bigger than others. How do you talk to the guys about playing well on the big points? Not that you don't want to win all the points, but there are some points that are big, whether you're trying to close out a set, close out a game, or stop a run and get that big break?
Well, I'm a big believer in kind of buzzwords and phrases. So the two I use, one is make it about you, meaning when you play that big point, you're doing what you want to do on your terms. And if you miss the shot, being aggressive on your terms, we can live with that. The other term I use is show me your ideas. You know, show me your planning for a point. Meaning you're gonna have a three-shot plan and try and execute it instead of reacting to the other guy is what we focus on.
Coach, you've mentioned that it's about winning, and that's something you talked about at your press conference, that the in order for you to be happy with what you guys are doing here at Emporia State, you guys need to be competitive not just at the MIAA level, but the regional level and ultimately at the national level. How much does achieving the first top 50 ranking in program history put you in a position to be able to do that here in the coming years?
Well, I think it's going to be massive for recruiting. It'll be a great tool to be able to say this is a top 50 team at Emporia State University. That's going to be a big thing. Just watching the guys' reaction in practice to the ranking, practice went up in the intensity, up in the confidence, based on that number. So I think that numbers are numbers and rankings are rankings. They're done by a computer. Where a tennis match is won by humans, but still there's something to be said for success and being able to see it on a screen. And they've definitely, built off that with their energy and their confidence off that ranking.
John Blackburn, my guest, director of tennis at Emporia State and the men's tennis coach, and Anton Cerunic has been a guy who has been one of those guys that the computers have seemed to like this year, and he's had a ranking attached to his name for a while. What's made him successful?
Well, I think his drive, first and foremost, he's a guy who never takes a practice off. Everything he does, it's focused, it's determined, it's about him being the best possible player he can be. And I think he's a great example to the other guys. We've made him a captain for some of those reasons.
Overall, how do you feel year one in the program has gone for you, and has it matched your expectations coming into the year?
Well, I think it's been up and down. We're a young team. We don't make excuses about that, but we are a young team, and we've seen the highs and the lows. We've seen the win over the top 20 team on spring break, Lubbock Christian. We've seen some big wins. We've seen some times where I thought we didn't perform up to our level, and it's been up and down. There have been some highs. There have been some lows. We're trying to be a more consistent team day in and day out. And I thought that the match against McPherson was probably one of our most complete matches of the year. So we're definitely working in that direction.
Now, while you are not, involved in the direct coaching of the women's team, you are the director of tennis, and that's all the tennis at Emporia State. And I do believe we are efforting an interview with Coach Perosh to come on here on a later week. But I did want to ask you about the women, and she's been pretty pleased in the times that I've talked with her and the progress that they have made from last year to this year and making some of these matches close. But in your perspective, how do you feel like the Lady Hornet tennis team has done this year?
I think they've made big strides. They're also a young team, a talented team, and just watching all their players, but particularly those younger players, watching them play in October and watching them play now, there's a night and day difference, and that's based on the girls' hard work and CC's leadership. So I think that their future is very bright because they're a young team, and they've got a great core, and they're definitely moving in the right direction fast.
John Blackburn is the head tennis coach at Emporia State. They are going to be in action this afternoon down in Wichita to take on the Newman Jets at 2 p.m., and a coach that I really respect, and Coach Augsburger, spent a lot of time down there with her in my days in Wichita. What do you know about this Newman Jet men's tennis team, and what kind of a matchup do you expect to have for you on Saturday?
Well, they've had a really good year. Like us, they've had some similar results against some of the big dogs in the conference. They're playing people tight. They play really good doubles, and it's a rivalry of respect. Shell and I have become good friends. The players know each other, And because they're so close to each other, they hang out sometimes and train together. So it's definitely a rivalry, but it's a respectful rivalry. So it'll be a fun one.
Last thing for you, Coach. One last home date for you on the schedule. Now, you've still got the Turnpike Tussle to make up, and so those will be coming up for you next week. But the designated senior day for your guys is on Sunday against Baker at 1 p.m. That'll be at Kossover on Emporia State's campus. What's important for the guys to go out? And obviously, the rivalry is going to be absolutely huge later in the week, but you certainly want to perform well on senior day against Baker 1 p.m. What do you have going on for that day?
Well, yeah, we're going to honor the seniors and their family and friends as they can attend with a little ceremony before the match starts and give them a gift, talk about their careers briefly before the national anthem, and then the doubles kick off. It'll be an awesome ceremony for four guys that have really been a great influence on our team over the years. So we're definitely looking to send them off on a strong note at home.
So you can get out to see the Hornets there at the Kossover Family Tennis Complex on campus Emporia State as they take on Baker 1 p.m. on Sunday. But then remember, that tennis match against Washburn was rescheduled, and so that'll be played on Tuesday next week. So still two more times to get out and see Hornet men's tennis this year. They're in action today down in Wichita taking on the Newman Jets. First serve at 2 p.m. today. Coach John Blackburn, the director of men's tennis at Emporia State and the director of tennis overall for the Hornets. Coach, good luck for you on Saturday, next week, and the rest of the year.
Thank you so much. Stingers up.
And like many of our other guests on SMST, they all appear on the Sutherland Home Improvement Studio line. This is KVOE Emporia, live and local for Tim and Dylan. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next week. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
96.9 FM, K245BQ Emporia, AM 1400 KVOE Emporia.